Today's Country, 93.5 KKBN, the official radio station of the 54th Annual Mother Lode Roundup. 7:21 with Big Joe and Bridget. Good morning, everybody. And it's now time to bring in one of our queen contestants. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome queen contestant number two. And in no particular order, yesterday we had Kat on. This morning we have...
Ashley Taylor. Good morning.
There you are. Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Good to have you on the program today.
Thank you.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
And let's see.
She's fitted with a black cowboy hat and a beautiful Western shirt with sparkly
It's gold and bronze and teal or turquoise. Beautiful.
Matching earrings.
Now, do you paint your boots? And yesterday, Kat was here. She was talking about painting her boots. Do you do that?
You can, but I just have a... black boots on today.
That's awesome.
Match your hat.
Yeah, it's very nice. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, I want to ask you about the experience of going through this this competition. What has been the best and not so best part of this competition so far?
The best part is probably being able to ride my horse and have a lot of fun with it. He's a lot of fun, and he makes it a lot of fun.
Your horse makes it a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your horse just a moment. What is your horse's name?
Gus.
I have an Uncle Gus.
And how old is he?
21.
21 years old?
He's old.
Yes.
And how old are you?
18.
Your horse is older than you are?
Yes.
Wow.
But he's still trucking, huh?
Oh, yes. He thinks he's a little bit younger than he is, so.
Yeah, so does Joe.
Yeah, that's true. All right, now, the posse members, I guess you know all of them. Okay, can you tell me right now, who is your favorite posse member?
Oh, she can't do that.
I'm kidding.
Don't put her on the spot.
I'm not going to do that. I would never do that. I was just joking. Okay.
And I found out you graduated from?
Somerville High.
And that was last year, so this year you're going to Columbia?
Yes.
You're a Bear?
Yes.
Oh.
And what are you studying at Columbia?
Right now I'm just trying to get my general education done, but I'm taking an art class and a math class.
Smart girl.
Oh, there you go. That's very nice. You know, and you got a big family around this part, you know.
Yes.
We've been getting a lot of phone calls here, people anticipating your arrival this morning.
And did you have to disclose to the posse that any, like, strange relatives or anything like that?
I wish I would have.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I think so.
Yeah, well, we do have someone that called this morning. Hey, on the phone with us this morning, a special surprise for Ashley. This is her cousin, right? Yeah, right. Well, good morning, cousin. Hey, and I know you called and you wanted to say how proud you were of her for being in this competition. Go ahead. That is so nice. That is so nice.
What'd you have for breakfast? Oh, that's early for that.
That's a little early. Now that's,
you can't pick your relatives.
No, you really can't. Now what is this fellow's name or this donkey's name?
Luke.
Oh, there you go. Well, thank you for calling, Lou. We appreciate that very much.
That'll teach him to call.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But no, you got a big family here, huh?
Yes.
And now, were you born and raised here?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. And what? Tell me about your schooling right now.
Columbia for right now, and eventually after I raise up some money from working, I want to transfer probably to Feather River College to go into a horse study. Not exactly sure yet, but eventually that's what I want to work for.
And Feather River is?
Up in Quincy.
In Quincy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now tell me about ticket sales. How's that going for you?
It's actually going really good, and I have tickets around the county also.
And now if folks want to get a hold of you and say, hey, I want to buy some tickets from you, how do they do that?
I have Facebook, and then I have posters around the county also that also have my cell phone number on it, and that's how you can contact me to get the tickets.
Very nice. You have any questions about the formal wear, about the dress or the attire?
No, they've already had the fashion show, right?
I mean, the cowgirl luncheon.
The cowgirl luncheon, you've already done that.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, what color did you wear? I wasn't invited to go to that.
We actually wore several different outfits from three stores, Letterbuck Western Wear, Tractor Supply, and Radovich Hay & Feed.
Oh, very nice. And what color looks good on you? Because, you know, I'm sure the ladies go, they talk to each other. You know, I'm wearing peach,
now,
don't wear peach.
Do you have to pick a color? Like if Or does it just work out?
It just kind of works out, but I've gotten a lot of compliments on red and blue.
Oh. So
she's a red and blue.
A red and blue. That's very nice. Very patriotic. That's good for a competition like this. That's good. All right. Well, Ashley Taylor, thank you so much for coming by this morning. We know you have a lot to do, a lot of people to talk to, a lot of tickets to sell. And what are you looking forward to over the next week or so in part of this competition?
I think I'm going to look forward to the horsemanship part.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of fun.
I think Gus is going to do great for you.
Yes.
I think so.
And did you want to say again where people can get tickets for
yes.
the rodeo?
They are at Letterbuck Western Wear, Sharon Malone Boutique, Radovich Hay and Feed, and Tuolumne Market.
Very good.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Queen contestant number 2, Ashley Taylor, for the 54th annual Mother Lode Roundup Rodeo Queen competition. We're so happy to have
you
on
Ashley.
Today.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up tomorrow, another Queen contestant right here on the cabin. 727.